Army Doxy for today. Choked on expression. In 1985, Carl Sagan and his wife, Andrian, authored the book Contact. The story was about the possibilities of contact between humans and extraterrestrial beings. About a decade later, the story was made into a motion picture starring Jodie Foster and Matthew McConaughey. It was fascinating because the story was written from a science perspective, as would be expected. Carl Sagan, who was an astronomer, planetary scientist, and very eloquently articulated scientific concepts for the average man. He was an advocate of skeptical scientific inquiry and the scientific method. Yet at the end of Contact, he concedes that words and the expressions we possess are inadequate in explaining or expressing the events of the first human contact with the extraterrestrial world. In common parlance, we can say he choked. In birthing rooms, homes, and fields throughout the world, parents meeting their child for the first time are overwhelmed with tears, and they choke on finding the words to express that awesome moment of greeting new life. Our Lord Jesus refers to this moment. He says, "When a woman is in labor, she has pain because her hour has come. But when her child is born, she no longer remembers the anguish because of the joy of having brought a human being into the world. So you have pain now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. On that day you will ask nothing of me. Very truly I tell you, if you ask anything of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, so that your joy may be complete." During the last few days, we've been talking about celestial events on the scale of solar eclipses. During one such event, as the moon covered the sun and only the solar flares were dancing around the disk in the sky, I was moved to sing the Armenian hymn, or the Sharagan, Aravod Luso, a praise to the morning sunrise and to the light. Try as I may, words were not coming out of my mouth. I was choking with emotion, overwhelmed by the event. Events that are bigger than life, whether exploding in the cosmos or the first glance at new life, humble us. They choke our voice so that we speak and listen with our heart and a tear in our eye. They are subtle reminders of the grandeur of God. We pray from the book of Sirach. Because of him, each of his messengers succeeds, and by his word, all things hold together. We could say more, but could never say enough. Let the final word be, he is the all. Where can we find the strength to praise him? For he is greater than all his works. Awesome is the Lord, and very great, and marvelous is his power. Glorify the Lord and exalt him as much as you can, for he surpasses even that. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.